The law allows seriously ill patients to possess up to 2 ounces of marijuana obtained at one of 4 state-authorized dispensaries. But before those dispensaries can open, the law calls for the creation of a committee that will work to implement the new medical marijuana law. Matt Simon is a New Hampshire-based lobbyist for the Marijuana Policy Project. He says while he is pleased the law is moving forward, it won't do anything to help patients in the short term.
It'll probably be at least 2 years before any dispensaries are actually up and running and able to serve patients. So we're very concerned about those delays. Want to urge the state to hurry the process along as much as possible.
A provision that would have allowed qualifying patients to grow their own marijuana was eliminated from the bill after Governor Hassan raised concerns about it. She withdrew her objection to the bill after that part was removed, despite having voted for a bill with a homegrown provision as a state senator. Post-traumatic stress disorder was also removed as a qualifying condition during negotiations on the bill. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.